So that's the duty that you have to your clients. If a client sues a lawyer for breach of fiduciary duty, the client can seek all damages proximately caused by the lawyer's breach of fiduciary duty, or the client can also seek a forfeiture of some or all of the attorney's fees paid to the lawyer. That's the Burrow versus RC case out of the Texas Supreme Court. That arose out of a big refinery fire. In RC, a huge refinery explosion occurred, which killed 23 workers and injured hundreds of other workers and bystanders. Five big-time plaintiff's lawyers signed up 126 different clients to sue the refinery. The clients had different amounts of physical and economic damages. The lawyers agreed to settle the clients' claims in group as a group of all of these clients, 126, for a total lump sum of $190 million. And that was a ton of money, particularly 20 years ago. The lawyers collected a $60 million contingent fee. The plaintiff lawyers then arbitrarily divided the remaining $130 million among the 125 clients. That was their mistake, arbitrarily dividing the remaining $130 million among the 125 clients. When the attorney represents multiple plaintiffs and settles all the plaintiff's claims for a total amount, the attorney by himself cannot divide that amount among his clients without each client's knowledge and consent. That's an improper aggregate settlement under Texas Ethics Rule 108G, and they didn't follow 108G. In the RC case, the first group of plaintiff's attorneys violated that duty by not getting all 126 clients' knowing agreement to the division of the $130 million. So a second plaintiff attorney representing 49 of the 126 clients sues the first group of plaintiff's attorneys for not getting knowing client agreement on the $130 million division. So now you got a second plaintiff attorney saying the first plaintiff attorney screwed up because he didn't get knowing agreement on the division. The second plaintiff's attorney says the first group of plaintiff's attorney failure to get knowing agreement was a breach of his fiduciary duty. So now we've got the fiduciary duty in play. The first group of plaintiff's attorneys moved for summary judgment on causation because they say they did not proximately cause the clients any damages. The first group of plaintiff's attorneys say that all the clients got a ton of money and that no plaintiff can individually say that but for the first group of plaintiff's attorneys' wrongful actions, any specific client would have gotten more money. The second plaintiff's attorney argues that because the first group of plaintiff's attorney violated their fiduciary duties to the client, even though no damages were proximately caused, the first plaintiff's attorney should have to forfeit the $60 million attorney fee that he got. And he goes up to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court agrees with the second plaintiff's attorney. So now, if an attorney breaches his fiduciary duty in Texas for the last 20 years, the fiduciary can be sued for the damages proximately caused by the breach, and the fiduciary can be sued to forfeit the fees the fiduciary received out of the transaction. For the court to order fee forfeiture, the judge, not the jury, the judge must decide that the breach of fiduciary duty was clear and serious, and the judge determines the amount of any fee forfeiture, if any. So when this first came down, we were all scared there was going to be just tons of fee forfeiture cases, and there have been a lot, and there still are a lot. But at the end of the day, if you're going to get fee forfeiture awarded against a lawyer, it's going to be awarded by the judge and not the jury, and the amount's going to be decided by the judge. So that makes things a little easier. In determining the amount of fee to forfeit, the judge is to consider did the fiduciary act intentionally or negligently, any threatened actual harm to the plaintiff, the adequacy of other remedies. Okay, now I'm jumping on to another point, and that is renegotiating the financial terms of your attorney-client relationship during that relationship. When you are negotiating the terms of your attorney-client relationship with a new client, you don't have a fiduciary duty to that new client. So you don't have to worry about your fiduciary duty or getting sued for breach of fiduciary duty based upon that negotiation. But when you renegotiate the terms of an attorney-client contract with an existing client, you do have an ongoing fiduciary duty with that client. So you need to be more careful in such renegotiations with an existing client, and you need to be more careful because you may have to show that the renegotiation was fair. That's a little point I just want to bring out that a lot of lawyers don't see, that when you're renegotiating your rates, you want to be able to come in and say you acted fairly and appropriately and did not overreach. Disclosure duty. Because of your fiduciary duty to your client, you have a duty of full and fair disclosure to the client. Because of this, if you commit malpractice, you also have a duty to disclose the fact that you committed malpractice to the client. The statute of limitations on a legal malpractice claim, that means that you were negligent, is 2 years. The statute of limitations for breach of fiduciary duty claim is 4 years. The discovery rule applies to legal malpractice claims and breach of fiduciary duty claims. So the statute of limitations on legal malpractice claims does not begin to run until the client knows or reasonably should have known of the legal malpractice of the attorney.